Alabama coach Nick Saban and Notre Dame's Brian Kelly agree on one thing. Both schools may have football history dating back a century, but that doesn't count when you have college-age players in the national spotlight. Saban says keeping his team focused takes work.
Well, believe me, being around young people, being in games like this, that's something, and it's something big.
Notre Dame's Brian Kelly says the long period between the last regular game of the season and tonight's title matchup doesn't help.
It's the anticipation of the game because there's such a lead up for this one. You're a little bit more anxious because you want to see your team play again. It's been such a long time.
The Crimson Tide and Notre Dame face off at Sun Life Stadium tonight for the BCS Championship. Pat Duggins, APR News in Fort Lauderdale. Say the phrase pre-game workout, and this may come to mind. Defensive backs for the Alabama Crimson Tide are going through their paces on a practice field in Tuscaloosa prior to the BCS title game in Miami. However, a group of volunteers west of downtown Miami is doing some sweating and grunting of their own.
So we're going to use these little guys right here, the little buckets. Okay. And so we're going to start sending people over here to form a chain. So if you can...
This is the city's Overtown neighborhood. Long parallel rows of concrete cinder blocks are being set up in a vacant lot. Between each row of blocks, dirt is dumped. The result should take a few weeks.
Greens, tomatoes, beans, peppers, cucumbers, lettuce, all that's going to be going in today.
That's Dr. Marvin Dunn. He's head of the group Roots in the City, and he's supervising today's work while sitting in a lawn chair perched on the sidewalk. The project is an urban garden for the inner city residents of Overtown. Dunn says it's more than vegetables, too.
And beautiful botanical flowers in the colors of the school. So we got red and white and blue and gold, as close to crimson as I could get.
That's a big BCS-related clue as to who's doing the work today. Dunn's volunteers are all wearing a mixture of T-shirts, either for the Alabama Crimson Tide or the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
I've been moving block, so I hadn't planned on this amount of physical labor, but, you know, I'm up to the challenge.
Robert Bolden is for Alabama. No Crimson Tide T-shirt for him today. He's wearing a Bama do-rag tied around his head. He wants to be here today.
I thought, well, it's something you have to do. I mean, because if we're going to come down here and we're going to party, you know, for the national championship, we should also give something back to the community.
You know, I think it's really awesome.
John Callahan's T-shirt bears the slogan, Cheer, Cheer for Old Notre Dame.
I think what both these schools are about, we both have a lot of pride in our schools, but we probably, the reason why we're such great institutions is that we also give back, and to be able to do it together is kind of fun.
Today's project is more than a community service effort involving college football rivals. Marvin Dunn will tell you it's vital here. Overtown is known as a food desert, which means no local grocery stores. Residents have to travel over 2 miles to shop. Dunn says once they get there, fresh produce is often not on the list.
Most people who live here are poor. A lot of them are single families with kids and elderly people who can't afford produce. So we're trying to get them away from buying produce in cans and making it available to them fresh out of the garden, and they can go from garden to table.
The produce that grows here will be provided to Overtown residents free of charge.
Good afternoon, everyone. If you all sort of make your way over this way, we're going to have a short program. Now, we have not had this many white folks in Overtown since the Klan came through in 36, and that was a short visit.
The blocks have been laid, the dirt piled in, and the flowers and vegetables are being planted. That leaves the little matter of tonight's BCS title game, where today's cooperative spirit might be a little tougher to see. John Callahan doesn't think so. He likes Bama fans, always has.
Oh, they're always behaving themselves. You know, I was at the game in 1973, Notre Dame, Alabama, and we had the best time, both teams, up until the game. And then at the end, when we were out in Bourbon Street, we were still friends. You guys have great fans down there.
Robert Bolden says relations between Alabama fans and their Notre Dame neighbors will be just fine, and the Overtown Project proves it.
Everybody's here realizing that, you know, even though we have a great rivalry, this is also about having a good time. And it's not about hating Alabama or hating Notre Dame. It's about, you know, a collegial spirit, you know, being promoted on both sides. So.
And as for residents of Overtown, they should be able to get fresh greens, as well as flowers and crimson, white, blue, and gold, long after the cheering from tonight's BCS game dies down. Pat Duggins, APR News, in the Overtown neighborhood of Miami.
That's what we needed.
I'm just excited to see us play our best against the best team
in the nation.
That's how Notre Dame senior Joe DiBenedetto felt going into last night's BCS title game.
It's just, oh my gosh, it would just be, it would make my life if we win this national championship.
McCarron's pass complete to number 9, Amari Cooper.
But it wasn't to be. Alabama scored on its very first drive and just kept on going. Notre Dame got 2 touchdowns, but it wasn't enough to keep up with the barrage of points by Bama. It wasn't all smooth sailing for the Tide. There was some friction between center Barrett Jones and quarterback A.J. McCarron in the fourth quarter. They exchanged words on the field, and that prompted a shove from Jones. Running back Eddie Lacy says it's no big deal.
You know, every once in a while they get into it like that. I mean, they're both high-energy players. I mean, I don't think there's nothing negative about it, though. Just a reaction.
A good night for Alabama meant a bad one for Notre Dame. Star player Manti Te'o met with reporters to talk about the loss.
Obviously, we wish that, you know, the night could have ended in a different way. But, you know, the season, the year, you know, my career here, I've been truly blessed to be at Notre Dame.
Last night's game was more than just 2 teams on the field. It was 2 schools with deep roots in college football. If you go to either campus, the students will tell you all about it.
Cheer, cheer for old Notre Dame. Wake up the echoes cheering your name.
That's Notre Dame senior Ariel Etienne. When we spoke with her, she was packing for Miami as part of the Fighting Irish marching band.
Well, we always do our monogram ND, where we form the ND monogram at the end of the game.
And that musical enthusiasm isn't confined to South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah, Alabama, drowning tide, something like that. Is that it?
That's University of Alabama senior Jasmine Ivy. If she sounds giddy, there's a reason.
Where's she at?
Today is graduation day on the Tuscaloosa campus, and Ivy just received her degree in nursing. But football was never far from her mind.
Oh, it's definitely a culture. I've been a Crimson Bell with recruiting. I've worked in the skyboxes. Then the spring is kind of like, wah, because there's no football.
That's actually really hard for me to explain. I'm still trying to get it myself.
Alabama senior Robert Tricarico just got his bachelor's degree in political science. He's from Connecticut. He says he spends a lot of time explaining to his northern friends and family about the passion for football at Alabama.
We're in the graduation ceremony, and A.J. McCarron got the biggest applause for when he crossed the stage, which I thought was kind of just said it all, that the quarterback of the football team got some raucous applause for graduating.
And Bama fans are reminded of their storied past at every home game.
I'd like for the people to remember me as being a winner, because I ain't never been nothing but a winner.
That's legendary coach Bear Bryant, whose voice booms from the loudspeakers at Bryant-Denny Stadium. If you want to know about Notre Dame's mythology, all you have to do is tune into any classic movie channel.
Someday when the team's up against it, the brakes are beating the boys, ask them to go in there with all they've got, win just one for the Kipper.
That's actor Ronald Reagan in the film classic Newt Rockne, All-American. Not far from the Notre Dame campus in the heart of South Bend, Indiana, students and fans can visit Rockne's gravesite. Remember marching band member Ariel Etienne?
But though the odds be great or small, old Notre Dame will win overall.
Yes, that's her. She says she's not only a fan of the team, but of Notre Dame's traditions.
We're not only a great football school, we're also number one in graduation rates for our athletes, and I think that's really important.
But there is that little matter of the competition between Alabama and Notre Dame.
At least in our family, we know about the history of the rivalry. And
Notre Dame senior Danny Leach.
Well, my dad went to ND and was at the 73 Sugar Bowl where we played Alabama and beat him for the national championship, so.
It is now third down and 5 yards to go for Notre Dame. And you can hear that Alabama crowd.
And that game is a sore spot among fans of the Crimson Tide.
Now here's Alabama, 3 plays and they've got to punt. They were not able.
Notre Dame edged Alabama by a single point to take the AP national title. It was a big win for Coach Ira Parseghian and a disappointment for Bear Bryant.
Ball is going to be marked on the 40-yard line. He got that ball up in the air, and the wind really.
As fans of the Crimson Tide filed out of Sun Life Stadium, some, like Larry Simmons of Gadsden, say it's not too early to mention the word dynasty when it comes to Nick Saban.
I think he's comparable to the last great coach we had, Bear Bryant, and he was certainly had a legend and dynasty.
But as far as Coach Saban is concerned, the team will get 24 hours to celebrate the title, then hit the books again when class starts up on Wednesday. That's when he says he'll start working on next season. Pat Duggins, APR News in Fort Lauderdale. Over 80,000 spectators crowded Sun Life Stadium for last night's BCS title game. Not every Crimson Tide fan in attendance was a graduate of the University of Alabama. Take Rodney Scammon, for example.
The funny thing is, I'm from Chicago, and I was rooting for you guys today. You guys won, came through the way I wanted you to, and it was great.
He just doesn't like Notre Dame. However, a close buddy of his does. John Moran of New York City walked up wearing his Fighting Irish jersey.
Notre Dame is coming back, and we want to face you guys again.
Alabama's victory last night represents the first back-to-back BCS titles for quarterback A.J. McCarron and coach Nick Saban. Pat Duggins, APR News in Fort Lauderdale.